One of the main men of all time in the Country Music Hall of Fame. That's right, superlatives.
Yes.
How about a hand, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Charlie Pride? Where are you, Mr. Pride?
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning. You better know you think about it when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning. Over like the devil when you get back home.
Charlie Pride was born in Sledge, Mississippi.
In a Mississippi cotton picking delta town. One dusty street to walk up and down. Nothing much to see but a starving hound. In a Mississippi cotton picking delta town.
I was honored in the summer of 2009 to do the stage introduction for Charlie Pride. This was at the South Okanagan Events Center in Penticton.
And as we've got to know, the country music fans are so very loyal as they are to our station all the time. We just had a wonderful meet and greet with Charlie Pride, and he's going to make you feel right at home. He's still talking to some people back there now, and everything's running right on time anyway. Brian, thank you so much, and to all of our listeners, thanks for being so loyal. It means a lot to us. We are still independently owned and operated. We are proud of it. We talk about it on the air, not as a cell line. It's something that keeps us very unique. So thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Once Charlie Pride was up on stage and performing, I had a chance to meet up with Stephen backstage and the Pridesman.
Stephen Pride and the Pridesman it was. Good show tonight.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Good. How do you choose which ones you're going to do? You do some old George Jones. Are those favorites of yours, those artists?
Oh, yes, sir. By all means. What I do is, to answer your question, is we get together. I get together with the Pridesman, and my friend and my brother's manager, John Daines, and my brother, we try to figure out the best, which songs that were probably more notable and more recognized, and just recognize songs practically that probably people would like.
Boy, he stopped loving her today. What a knockout version of that. How did you work at perfecting that one?
it all boils down to getting the right keys, singing in the right key and pitch, you know, and working with these guys.
Great. What's it like opening for Charlie every night? Is it hard to be on the road together so often?
No, it's not hard at all. It's what I've always dreamt of. I love it.
Right. Yeah. You grew up in the same area. Was Charlie gone from home when you guys were growing up? Can you tell us about the family a little bit?
Well, yes, he was gone home when I was growing up. In fact, all of my family, all of my brothers and sisters were practically, they had left home because I'm the baby, see?
Oh, okay. Great. So you continued with music because of watching what Charlie was doing, or was it something else?
Combination of Charlie and other artists, and just after recognizing that God had given me a talent, blessing, you know, when I was young, I started recognizing my opportunities as I would come up and develop, you see, as growing up. But yes, my brother was one of my mentors, influences.
Was it an idea to ever tour as a family, or you were doing your thing and then he did his?
It was my idea. It's been my idea all along. I just prayed for it a long time, and God just answered my prayers, you know, just finally. So it's been something that I've wished for quite some time.
What a wonderful opening to our show tonight. How do you like our new venue here?
I love it. It's wonderful. It's great. It really is.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's about right. That's the way it's supposed to be right there.